USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A bipartisan group of senators is visiting Poland and Germany ahead of President Biden's trip to Europe later this week. The delegation is meeting with NATO military leaders and other top officials about the Western response to the Russian invasion. The group issuing a joint statement saying the senators will return with better insight on how Congress can and will support the Ukrainian people and our NATO allies. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell is confident that Ukraine can win against Russian forces.
And the way they win is for us to get these defensive weapon systems to them as rapidly as possible.
That audio courtesy of CBS's Face the Nation. President Biden back at the White House after spending his 113th day in Delaware since becoming president. USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill, that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Gas prices inch downward across the United States.
Gas prices are on a slight decline across the country, AAA reporting. The current nationwide average for a gallon of gas is $4.26. That's down from last week's average of $4.32. However, this time last year, gas was an average of $2.88. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
The Cherry Blossom Festival in Washington, D.C. kicked off this weekend. Washington, D.C.'s most famous cherry trees are along the tidal basin and nearing peak bloom, but you are able to view the cherry blossoms throughout D.C., Maryland, and Northern Virginia. This woman tells NBC4 in Washington, D.C., she's excited to see the cherry blossoms this year.
It's a real blessing. It really, really is. I'm thankful.
There's even a cherry blossom water taxi if you're interested. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Negotiations continue toward a potential new Iranian nuclear deal. While some have been critical of the Biden administration's desire to come to terms on a new agreement, while appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, Senator Chris Murphy says those critics are not seeing the big picture.
We cannot allow Iran to obtain a nuclear weapon. That sets off a nuclear arms race in the Middle East. And I don't understand why my Republican colleagues, having watched what Vladimir Putin can get away with nuclear weapons, want to hand nuclear weapons to the Iranians.
The Democrat from Connecticut reminding everyone the Obama administration agreed to the first Iran nuclear deal in 2015, but the Trump administration withdrew from it. Minnesota public defenders reach a deal to avert a strike.
Public defenders in Minnesota have reached a tentative agreement with the State Board of Public Defense. The two sides met with a mediator Friday when the deal was reached. The counselors say they've been pushed to the brink by unmanageable high caseloads that have become routine due to the pandemic, a problem that is being felt across the country. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
One lot of a pancake and waffle mix is being recalled. The FDA saying Great Value buttermilk pancake and waffle mix is being recalled because of a potential for contamination from foreign material. The code of the lot being recalled is KX2063. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.